You can be seated. Let's take our Bible this morning in our Sunday school class and turn to Proverbs chapter number 7. And that's where we are at in our lesson this morning, Proverbs chapter 7. And let's see how sharp you are this morning. What is the subject we are talking about? Wisdom. Very good. And why is wisdom so important in our life? Who can give me an answer? Yeah, there may be multiple answers to that. Who can give me an answer to that? Why is wisdom important in our life? Helps us make right decisions. Right. What else? Jordan? Speak louder. God said it was important. That's good. I'm sorry, my hearing's getting bad, but... But that's true. God said it's important. Titus?
To help distinguish between good
and bad. All right. So we know the difference between good and bad. It all blends together sometimes if we're not careful, right?
Right.
But wisdom shows us that line where good and evil cross. Good. All right. Who else? Why is wisdom important in our lives? Anyone else? Jordan's got another one. Wonderful. That's right. It's key to a loving home. We talked about that. I think chapter 5 dealt with that. Yeah. All right. Well, today we are going to look at, again, just kind of dovetail with last week's lesson, is wisdom in what we avoid in life. You know, if we have true wisdom, then there will be some things in our life that we're going to have to avoid. We're going to have to stay away from. And God tells us some of those things, and we're going to talk about that today out of Proverbs chapter number 7. So let's begin. We're going to read the whole chapter this morning, and so follow along as we read. Verse 1, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law is the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Passing through the street near her corner, he went away to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings. With me this day I've paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linens of Egypt. I perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the mornings. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the goodman is not at home, he is gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver. As a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not what it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank you for the passage this morning that God, you've given to us to look at. And I pray, God, your help and your blessings as we open it. And God, teach us, we pray, the wisdom of avoiding so many things in our life that, Lord, can take us, take hold of us. And Lord, we want you to control our lives and our mind and our heart. So teach us the wisdom, Lord, we find in the lesson this morning. For thy glory, for our good, and most of all, Lord, that our lives would bring honor and glory to you. And Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, the passage of scripture that we're dealing with today, that we're going to look at, is about wisdom and how to avoid so many things in life. Wisdom is like a road sign that tells us the hazards that lie ahead. How many have ever seen a road sign that told you some kind of hazard ahead? How many have ever seen a bridge out sign? You ever seen the bridge out sign? You know, they didn't put that there because the bridge is still working properly. They put it there for our safety, didn't they? It's a road sign that tells us to what we ought to do. Now, we can choose to ignore it, can't we? We can choose to say, oh, I don't want to listen to that road sign. Bridge out ahead. I got to go through this way anyway. It's faster. And all of a sudden, you fall over the bridge. That's not wisdom, right? So God is teaching us in the Bible to understand that there are some things that we have to avoid in life through wisdom. And because wisdom protects us from harm and keeps us from damage and to ourselves and to others. And this is what God is trying to teach us through wisdom, some things we have to avoid. So let's look at this today. Let me get this on here. There we go. All right, let's look, beginning verses 1 through 5, show us a father impresses wisdom on his son. Now, again, we see Solomon teaching his son here the importance of wisdom. And he uses certain words in verses 1 through 5 to teach him that. And he uses words like keep in verse 1. Keep my words. How many of you have a child and the child, you told them what to do, but they did not keep your words? Has that ever happened to you? Yeah. How many of it happened to us when we were young? Man, I tell you what, my backside would be a lot better if I would have listened to my dad. Amen? You know, I had an old school dad. And by the way, it didn't hurt me. Amen? It didn't hurt me. In fact, I'm thankful for it because it was giving me wisdom. It was impressing on me the importance of getting those principles in my own personal heart, in my own life. And I think it's important to discipline children, to teach them about wisdom in their life. They need that. So a father is impressing this wisdom. He's saying, son, keep my words. He says, lay up in your heart. Bind them about you. Like you would bind something tightly, like you'd bind a package so it can't come loose. This is what Solomon is teaching his son about wisdom. He's saying, you got to bind it in your heart. You cannot just take wisdom and leave it frivolously in your life. You have to apply it. You have to put it in your heart. Because that's what matters, is when we have wisdom, we use it in our heart. And then he also uses this phrase, keep wisdom as the apple of thine eye. Now, I tried to look up what this meant, and the definition that I found for this was the very center of your eye, the old custom, I guess you'd say, was to teach that the very center of your eye was this pupil that looked like an apple, and it was the pupil of your eye, where your pupil of your eye was supposed to just be directed straight forward. And so that's what he's teaching us, that our eyes be straightforward. in wisdom. So a father again here giving instruction to his son. And then he puts a road sign up for his son in verse number 5. Notice he says that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Now, this father is preparing his son through wisdom for the temptations that are there in life. These temptations are there in life. They are real temptations. They are not to be discarded, but they're to be handled wisely. And God teaches us wisdom. And if we will allow wisdom, if we will take heed to that road sign, you know what? We can avoid a lot of trouble and a lot of problems in our life. You know, everybody is human. And if we just rely on our own humanity instead of our spiritual life and the wisdom in a spiritual life, then our lives are going to enter this place of trouble and destruction. It happens to anybody. It happens to good people. And so wisdom is vital to be bound in us, bound in our heart, ingrained in our mind, to have wisdom in us. And so this father puts this road sign up here. Solomon is putting this roadside up here to his son and teaching his son what to look out for and avoid in life. All right, now secondly, verses 6 through 27, wisdom teaches us to avoid some things regarding immorality. Immorality. Now, let me just say this. The Bible teaches one husband, one wife for one life. That's what God's preferred conviction, desire should be. That's what God wants it to be. Amen? Now, God does not, we should not, there should not be immorality before marriage. There should not even be immorality within marriage. And so, why is this so important? Because he's teaching us that it can cause destruction to a home, cause destruction to a family, and cause personal destruction spiritually within, with our consciences and with our heart toward God and the way the Holy Spirit works in us. And so we're given plenty of warnings. We're given plenty of road signs by God when it comes to living a moral life and avoiding immorality. And so this passage declares to this son, and he uses an example of a young person. He's looking out the window and he sees this young person, and this young person is making unwise decisions. And so this is the example that Solomon is using to teach his son how to have wisdom in his life. And so here's what he says. Number one, verse 7 is a mind that is void of understanding. Now here's a young man. Notice it says verse 7, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Now, wisdom creates understanding. I believe this. If you're obeying God's word, you're going to understand a whole lot of things in life that you would not understand had you not obeyed God's word. Amen. Right? Before you get saved, you don't know all there is about salvation. But once you get saved, the Lord begins to teach you, and then you begin to learn after salvation. But just because you don't know everything about salvation doesn't mean you shouldn't get saved. Right? Salvation's that decision. And so he's saying, here's a young man, he is just not thinking. And the reason is because he doesn't have wisdom in his life. So we see the value of it. See how important it is? A young man here, he's void of understanding. Now, it also uses in verse 7 the word simple ones. Now, what is a simple one? Now, a simple one is somebody in Proverbs, and the word simple one is used again and again in the book of Proverbs. And it's used to describe somebody who has not chosen wisdom yet or has not chosen to be unwise yet. He's kind of hanging in the balance there. He's just drifting, so to speak. He's not trying to get into bad, but he's also not trying to get into the good things and the right things in life. He's just kind of existing. And that is the description of a simple one in the book of Proverbs. This guy could go either way. A temptation could arise and cause him to go the wrong way, or a good influence in his life could cause him to go the right way. A simple one. Now that's what Scripture's talking about when it talks about this simple one. So here he is, but he's void of understanding. He has not yet applied wisdom in his heart. He hasn't bound it in his heart. So what happens? The temptation comes along. As the temptation comes along, he's void of wisdom. He doesn't have understanding. And so what does he do? He drifts into this position, into this place, where he gets his life in a bad situation. He gets his life in great trouble. And wisdom could avoid that. So let's see some principles here about wisdom that this man, this simple man, needed to know. Now look at verse 8. It says here, passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house. Now, the first point to make about wisdom here is we should avoid going to the wrong places. Avoid going to the wrong places. Now, you say, when a person goes to a wrong place, they don't consider all of the potential temptations that are there. But trust you me, if the devil puts one temptation, he's going to load up the wagon with plenty. And so the point of it is that if this young man would not have even gone and he would have been in the right place in his life, he would have never had this temptation in his life. But he's a simple one. He hasn't chosen wisdom yet. And let me say this. For the person that hasn't chosen wisdom yet, the devil is going to put things of temptation in their path so that God does not get the glory and the honor out of their life. And you know, that's why God made us in the first place, isn't it? God created us so we, through our life, can give honor and glory to God. Amen? That's what life is all about. It's to return glory to God for all the good that he has done in our life. And this man here, He's really dumb, but he's not dumb because he cannot choose wisdom. No, he's dumb because he has not willingly chosen wisdom in his life. So he goes to the wrong place. Now, let me say, first of all, every Christian has a right place in their life to be. Amen. Do you know that? Every Christian has a right place. What's the right place for every Christian? Home, family, work, church, doing the right things together. Those are the right places for a Christian to be. Amen. That's the right place. He got out of his place, didn't he? Right. And when we get out of the right place, we have to watch out. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. I'll tell you, years ago, Brother Crabtree and I were in California, and we rented a car. We were going to a deaf conference, and we were there. The deaf conference was over. We got back. His flight left about 7 hours before mine, and I had the rental car. Dropped him off at the airport. I said, "What am I going to do?" And I thought, you know what? I think I want to go look through the streets of Hollywood. That's what I thought. I said, okay, went down the streets of Hollywood. Now, don't get me wrong, I didn't do anything wrong, okay? But I got down there and I started realizing something. This really wasn't the place for me. I looked and I saw those names in those Hollywood movie stars. The only one I was interested in was Jimmy Stewart. Amen? That's all that mattered to me. And you see all the dark places down there, and you see people that, ungodly people. You know, I got down there and I got thinking, you know what? I'm in the wrong place. I'm getting out of here. I got in that rental car, went to the airport and waited my time till I got back. Now, it goes to show us something in our life. We got to know where we're supposed to be in life. That's important. It doesn't mean you can't have any fun. It means that we have, by the way, when we lose wisdom, we lose the fun of life. We lose the joy. Some people think God is against us. No, he's for our joy. He wants our joy to continue, because when we have wisdom, joy can continue in our life. And so we see this young man. He's void of understanding. And so now wisdom teaches us another thing, according to verse 9. Notice, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. You know when he got tempted? Was at night, in the darkness? In darkness? You ever wonder why a bar is dark when you walk inside? You know, a lot of these places where sin abounds, there's a lot of darkness that's involved in it too. And I tell you what. We should avoid these dark things, avoid these dark places. Stay away from darkness in your life. Amen? And so it's a principle, it's wisdom. I'm not going to go into dark things. I'm not going to go into dark places. Hey, that internet has dark places and dark things on it too. We got to stay away from that stuff.
Amen.
You know why? Wisdom teaches us. That's something to avoid in life. I'm not going to do it. You know, the Bible teaches us to be simple concerning evil. It means we don't know and we're not educated on the world of evil. I don't want to know what the latest, greatest evil thing is out there. I don't even want to know what it is. Why? Because wisdom tells me I don't want to learn it, because my old wicked heart might get interested. Right? We're all human. We're all flesh. And wisdom says, stay away from that. Now, that doesn't mean you're a chicken. It means you're wise. Amen? And so we have to understand these things. So avoid darkness. Wisdom teaches us to avoid darkness. Now, verse 7, avoid simplicity. And that is the lack of being able to decide to be wise. Avoid that. You know, you have to make decisions in your life, right? Don't be a Christian who cannot make decisions. Be a Christian who knows what's right and wisely chooses it and mounts up with the courage to make the right decision in every decision we have in life. So, wisdom says, I've got to avoid simplicity. I'm just going to go ahead and get close to wisdom, and that will protect us from the troubles and the trials. All right, next, verses 10 through 13 teach us wisdom about the character of the ungodly. Now, notice this woman here, verses 10 through 13. It says here, and behold, there met in him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She's loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Now, notice, he is void of the character of the ungodly. Now, I want to tell you something. Ungodly people, it's going to show in their life. And there's just something about being around ungodly people that there should be these warning signals that go in our life. Even when you make a business deal, if you make a business deal with somebody that's lost or evil, you better get ready to lose some money. Wisdom should teach us, I'm going to stay away from that. I'm just going to do what is right to do. But here this temptation came to him. He wasn't wise. He didn't understand godliness. And by the way, if he was paying attention wisely, he could have recognized she was unwise and it was an unwise situation to be. And you remember Joseph did that in Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife grabbed a hold of him, and you know what he did? He left his coat and ran because he knew that situation was a bad situation. And by the way, God used him for great things later on because of that decision. Imagine that one decision, how it could have ruined his life and ruined all opportunities in the future to be a blessing. So this is the value of wisdom. This is why it's so important to get it, because it helps us identify the character of the ungodly. All right? Next, wisdom concerning flattery. Oh, this woman here, she used flattery on him. Boy, aren't you big and strong and good looking? You know, everybody likes a compliment. But the old devil used this as flattery. Look at verse 21. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Now, what was she doing? She was using flattery as deception to him. But you know what? Wisdom can help you identify flattery. Wisdom can help you identify that. And so, if he was wise, if he'd have chosen wisdom, he would not have gotten into this place. So we have to be careful about flattery. You know, I went to buy a car one time, and the guy found out I was a pastor. And man, you never heard a more spiritual talk from a car salesman in all your life. I mean, he turned into the most spiritual guy that ever there was, trying to send me a car. Now, maybe he was. I'm not trying to downplay the guy, but you know, the flattery, we have to be careful that we understand how flattery works and how destructive it can be. All right. Then the next thing here, verse 13 teaches us wisdom concerning impudence. Now, what is that in verse 13? Look at verse 13. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him. I wonder what that word impudent meant. That word impudent, I looked it up, and it means strong or hardened. She was hardened. She had a hardened face. I tell you what, sin will put a hardening on a person. It will. And she was that way. She had this hardness about her and impudence. And you know, wisdom teaches us that our hearts will get hard if we do not have wisdom and do not choose wisdom in our life. Our hearts will get hard. And we need to avoid that hardness of heart. All right, next. Wisdom concerning unbiblical religious teachings. Now, verse 14, there's something I want you to see here. Now, look at verse 14. I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Now, this woman says to this youth, she says, I have peace offerings. What she's saying is I'm a religious person. And The way the scripture is teaching here is that peace offerings were these things that some of them would have in their homes as like, you know, somebody would hold a little statue of Jesus or something like that in the home. It would they're trying to identify themselves with some kind of religion. And what she's saying is, I'm not a bad person. I'm a religious person. I have peace. I pay my vows. And what she's trying to do is to use the deception on him to say, this is okay. It's all right because I'm a religious person. Oh, listen, how much wrong is done in our world based on religion? I tell you what, if it was truly of God, she would not be talking that way, right? If it was truly of God. But it wasn't. It wasn't. The problem is that this youth here, he just was not choosing wisdom. Well, whenever that happens in our life, whenever we don't really choose wisdom, and it's not just in regards to immorality, but immorality is a big matter. It's an important matter to God. And so he's saying here, don't allow false teachings, even under religious garb. Because you know what? Right is still right and wrong is still wrong, regardless of what coat or cloak it's in. And you know, we live in a time when even corrupt people want to appear good. Even corruption. How do we know the difference? I'll tell you how we know. Is by choosing God's wisdom in our life. It is the safeguard. It's the protection that keeps us from spiritual trouble in our life. All right, so there's wisdom concerning unbiblical religious teachings. And then verses 16 through 18, there's wisdom concerning enticements. Verse 18, come, let us take our fill of love. Now, first of all, she was not talking about love. This was talking about lust. Lust. Yeah. There's a huge difference between love and lust. And you know, the world gets it wrong today. Right. They call lust love. Yeah. And it's not love. It's not love. Love is completely different. Love gives, lust takes. Love gives, lust takes. That's probably the biggest difference between love and lust. Lust says, I want something. Love says, I want to give you something. It's a big difference. And so this is what she's saying. She said she's confusing love. And boy, doesn't the world have the mixed up idea about love?
Yeah,
they believe, many of the world believes immorality is love. Can I tell you, that is skewed.
Yeah.
That is twisted thinking. You know why? Because it doesn't last. And it's not true. Love has commitment with it. Love has commitment with it. So we have to understand that the world tries to twist love, but wisdom helps us to decipher what real love is. The difference between love and lust. All right, next. Wisdom concerning being alone. Wisdom concerning being alone. Now, this fellow found himself in a place where he was all alone. And, you know, we have to be careful of that. We have to be careful of that. Sometimes when I'm in a place where if I'm alone, I want to call my wife, talk to my wife. Amen? Being alone, and even Scripture teaches it's not good for a man to be alone. That's why God gave us a helpmate, you know? So there's a wisdom here about being alone, all right? Next, wisdom places a guard on our heart. Wisdom places a guard on our heart. There's a guard that says, you know, my heart. You know that the Bible teaches we do not know our heart. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And we got that from our sinful nature, Adam and Eve.
Right.
That was passed on to us. We've got that. You know, my heart says, I want what I want. But that's not necessarily the right things. God's wisdom teaches me the right things to have in my life. So again, wisdom places a guard on the heart. I hear people all the time say, you know, trust your heart. And I think they're saying, you know, trust what you're thinking over what somebody else is thinking, maybe. But can I tell you what? There can be a great danger in trusting our heart. If the Bible tells us a principle that goes against what's in our heart, then we have to, by wisdom, choose to follow God's word. And if we do that, God will bless our life and bless what we do. Amen? And this is the thing about wisdom that we don't always get, is that wisdom gives us this bright path to follow. I mean, it just makes life so much more blessed when we follow wisdom. And, you know, we don't have to live in regret. We don't have to live in negativity, or I wish I wouldn't have, or I wish. It gives us this bright path of life to live our life joyfully. And don't get me wrong, everybody makes mistakes in their life. You know, and we have a God who doesn't reject us and kick us out even though we make mistakes. Aren't you glad about that? He doesn't do that to us. What he does, he wants to restore us, to make us stronger, to where wisdom will gain a foothold in our heart and our mind. We can use wisdom every day in life. So that's the point of wisdom. All right, now then, verse 22. Wisdom concerning self-control. Verse 22. Now notice, this guy gets out of control here. Sad to say. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter. He loses his mind. Verse 23. Till a dart strike through his liver, and as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. He's given up. You know, wisdom will teach us self-control. Wisdom tells us, all right, you got to control. Amen? Hey, that's scriptural, is self-control. And God gives us some things to control us. What is those things? Well, God gives us his word. His word. And you know, his word in our heart is the wisdom of life. You know, I believe every decision or every major decision we ought to do in our life, we ought to have the word of God backing it up. Amen. Have the word of God in your life. We're to be supposed to be rich in the word. Amen. And that means being at church whenever the doors are open. You know, and if you take a Christian and they get away from the Bible and the Word for an amount of time, they're opening themselves up to the snares of the devil. Yes. Because it's the Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It is what helps us in life. This book, I don't have a greater friend than this book. This is the greatest friend I have. It's the greatest friend you and I have in life. It is God's love letter to man. And we just have to be wise enough to follow it and to love to follow it. You know, we ought to cross that border of just follow it because God said so. We ought to follow it because we love it. Amen. We love it and we love God. Good. Amen? So we have the word of God. Secondly, God gives us the Holy Spirit to control us. The Holy Spirit of God. He's that voice that whispers to us. That voice of God that says, hey, no, don't go there. Don't do this. In every area of our life, not just the context of what we're talking about, but in every area of our life, the Holy Spirit is there to speak to us. We know according to John chapter 16, verse 13, that he is the Spirit of truth, and that he will guide us into all truth. He will. We have to depend on him and trust in him for our wisdom in life. We have to listen to his voice. All right? And then thirdly, we have a conscience. You know, even though this is something that even the lost man has. The lost man has a conscience. But do you know the Bible says that a conscience can be seared? A conscience can be seared. In other words, if a person goes against their conscience again and again, before long they lose their conscience. And they don't have much of a conscience anymore. And it's a sad thing. So we ought to keep our conscience true. And then fourthly, God gives us wisdom. Wisdom is a guiding light in the dark. You know, it's like a lamp. It's like a lamp as we walk through life. We walk with the wisdom of God in our life. Man, it helps us to see every step that we need to take. Directs us. And then lastly, wisdom concerning consequences. Well, this young man, he ran into some consequences. There were some consequences in his life. And we see the words destruction, and we see the word slain here. Verse 26, for she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Now, let me say this. Wisdom is more important than strength. Wisdom is more important than strength. Because notice, it says in verse 26, for she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. So I say to you, you know, God's teaching us to be wise when it comes to these things. Wise. You say, I'm strong enough to handle it. Not if you don't have wisdom. Not if you're not girded with wisdom in your life. Because wisdom will speak. Wisdom has a voice also. And wisdom will say, I don't think I'd get into that. So we have to know the difference. We have to know where wisdom is and what lack of wisdom can create in our life. So when wisdom is disregarded, it creates a mind that rejects God's ways. Now I got to think about verse 27. It says, her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Now, it's not saying that this sin causes a person to go to hell. Now, we know it is sin that causes that, yes. But here's what it's saying, and here's what I believe it's teaching. It's teaching that it creates, lack of wisdom creates a mindset in us that says, you know what? I don't need to follow God's ways. I'll be fine without them. And what it does is when it comes to the point of understanding that a person needs to trust Christ and be saved, that mind is void of the wisdom of trusting Christ to know their eternal soul is saved. And that's a sad thing, because there are people in life that have lived a life and away from God, and they don't want anything to do with God. And that's sad, because God wants to save them, give them a blessed life. God wants good things for every Christian, but we have to choose his wisdom for his good things to come out in our life. But you know, if we do, we're spared from these consequences. Amen? And that's what I love about God and his word. His word is this sign in our life that says, hey, avoid some things. Avoid these things. And if we have the wisdom to avoid those things, God takes our life and blesses it. He makes it a blessed life. And that is where life is really found. Enjoy. Amen. All right, we'll finish up Proverbs chapter 7. We're done with it. We're going to go on to chapter number 8 next week, all right? And trust it's a help to you. Trust it's an encouragement to your life as we live for Him. Father, thank